Oh, that's good. The Gemara that I brought here talks about the aside that even if someone's not presently a chayla shesh b'sakana, it could be l'chal Shabbos if he's in a condition which can ultimately, Oluli says, can come to a yesh b'sakana, that it's already mutter to be Michal Shabbos or Tidan Yom Kippur and the like. And the chiddush here is because there's a Tshuvas Nabi Yehuda. Nabi Yehuda was asked about doing autopsies to do medical research, which can save people's lives. So he was asked, if it's to save a life, why can't you do autopsies to do research? You'll be able to save someone's life ultimately. And Nabi Yehuda there says you need a sakana lefanecha in order to be matir isurim. If the sakana is not there, just it may come to it eventually, that's not mutter. You need a sakana lefanecha in order for it to be mutter. He says certainly if you have a chayil in front of you who's the chayil for sakana, you're allowed to do an autopsy if it'll somehow save his life, but that otherwise not. The Ramashi here brings a raya. I don't think he's arguing with the Nabi Yehuda. He brings a raya that in a chayli, in any type of chayli, that could be nisgalgal into a sakana, that already has a din of a sakana initially in its mutter. And he brings yadua shaganya b'sol salanter that tziva b'shosho yamachas ha-kulira cholera epidemic ha-mispashetes lecho b'yam ha-kipurim. So that's a story unto itself. B'sol salanter, it was in his younger years, when there was a cholera epidemic, he said that everyone should eat. Even the healthy people should eat, because if you don't eat, then you're more susceptible to the epidemic. And it's printed in the storybooks that he made kiddush. He went around Yom Kippur making kiddush in the shuls so that people should know that you can eat. Now, whether he actually made kiddush in the shul is questionable, because the halacha is you don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur if somebody has to eat. So in my house, I had questioned whether he actually made kiddush. So my son, Eli, looked up the year and got a calendar from the 1800s and said that year, Yom Kippur was Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the attacker place can hold you make kiddush. So whether you make kiddush or not, his psak was that you're allowed to. They allow to eat, even though it can come. Right now, a person is perfectly healthy. That's why there was such resistance to the psak. They were perfectly healthy people. But he said, when there's an epidemic, it's a sakana, and you can eat. I'd like to share with you something Rabbi Sol Salanter did at that time. This is printed, I know, in two places, in the Me'ad Muzmanim and in the Mecha Shleima, in the first volume, I think it's Tshuva Lamed Aleph, from Moshe Zalman. They bring that Rabbi Sol Salanter, who had a lot of opposition to his psak that everybody should eat, and there were Gedolei Yisrael who said, what do you mean? People are healthy, they have no right to eat. So he was mefarsim the following Eitzah. You have to follow the Eitzah. He was mefarsim the Eitzah. He said, everybody, on Erev Yom Kippur, a minute or an hour before Yom Kippur begins, should make a neder to aser on himself hanoah or achila from any kazayas of food. He should make a question of it's a neder or a shvua, no difference what we're discussing. No. Let's say make a shvua, he's not going to eat a kazayas of food the entire, from now to the entire Yom Kippur. What does he gain by making such a shvua? So there's a klal that ain't isachal alister. So he said, he'll make the shvua. Granted, the shvua had to include all the Surah Yom Kippur, because otherwise Yom Kippur is nesakayil or samaisif. But anyway, he said, if you make a shvua before Yom Kippur, and you'll aser on yourself everything Yom Kippur is also mitkayach shvua, so then in nesakayil lissa, then Yom Kippur is not chal. What do you gain? So now it's also out shvua. So what do you gain? Instead of Yom Kippur, it's also out shvua. So he said the following. He said on Yom Kippur, there's aloch and a chatzis shir is also menatayra. And Yom Kippur, even eating chatzis shir is in the sederaisa. If someone's a chalish shir sakana, we'd rather eat chatzis shir than the full shir. But if there's no sakana, so is the Nisa Daraisa to eat Chatzis Shir. The Shach says in Hilchas Nedarim, in Reish Lamed Ches, I think it's of Katan Yud Beis, the Shach says that by Nedarim or Shvuas, there's no Chatzis Shir, because Neder goes according to what you say. If someone would say, Shvuah, I'm not going to eat 5 kezesim of food, so he's allowed to eat 4 kezesim. The Shvuah was, I won't eat 5. Memele, if he makes a Shvuah, he's not going to eat a kezayis of food. So he's allowed to eat chatzizayis, because a Shvuah goes after Lashon B'nei Adam. And since he asked for a kezayis, he can eat a chatzizayis. So Zokir Rishon Salantis, it's Gevaldik. Alt Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur is not Chal at all. Because this is Chal, listen. Alt Shvuah, now you can eat a Chatzis Shir. So you'll eat Chatzis Shir on the whole Yom Kippur. So the Kasha is, what do you mean? So the Issa Chatzis Shir, we said, ain't this a Chal, listen. Chatzis Shir should be Chal. So he said, no. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir is not awesome in that time. We pass through Reb Yechon. Yechon says Chatzis Shir is awesome in that time. The Gemara says, in Yuma, I think it's Dafayin Dalit. So the Gemara says, why? Because Chazi Litzda Rufe. Why is Chatzis Shir awesome in that time? Because since 2 or 3 Chatzis Shirs will add up to an Isser, so therefore a Chatzis Shir is awesome in that time. So one second. So we saw Salanta said that in this case the Chatzis Shir won't be Aser. It's not Chazil Starufe. Since Ein Issachal Al Iser, since the Iser of Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal, so if Yidah Kazayis, you're not over. So the Chatzis Shir is not Chazil Starufe. It can never become a full Shir. Because the full Shir is not Aser Al Tzilchis Yom Kippurim. So Al Tzilchis Nedarim, Chatzis Shir is mutter. There's no din Chatzis Shir by Hilchos Nedarim. Also, Chesem Kippur, the Chatzis Shir is Achazir Tarufa. It can't become a Shir. What? You'd be matter in Eden. No, this one we're not going to be matter. Kol Nidre, they'll say Chutz. Well, we say Inshallah for the coming year, but even for the previous year. That's right, and it's a chal listen. Yom Kippur is not chal. Gevaldik, it's not chal. It's not chal. You'll have to not say filazaka. You can't say I'm a kabbal alayah. You can obviously not say filazaka. So what?
The first day is a neder to eat chametz, and along comes Yudal Nisan.
That's right, and it's a chal listen.
So he's not chametz.
He has to. Oh, he makes a neder to eat. Brother, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about trying to find an eitzah that he should have said, they'll make a neder to eat Chatzis Shir. I think in the Mechashlaim he talks about this. But the one thing at a time. Let's first talk about a neder not to eat, we'll talk about a neder to eat. So this is the Hamtzah of Rishon Salanta. Naturally, you read it, you think, what a great Hamtzah. Why can't I do it every Yom Kippur? What does that do with Sakana? His Hamtzah, he was saying, you hold it's not a Sakana, I have an eitzah. Why isn't it a great eitzah? So Zach is mikabeling yourself Yom Kippur. You're not making it a neder.
But you mentioned all 5
inuyim. Yeah, but that's how Yom Kippur, Kedushas Yom Kippurim, Mikabalas, Kedushas Yom Kippurim. That's not Hilchos Nedarim. That's not Hilchos Shavuos. So I want to share with you a thought on this. It comes partially from the Rav Shlomo Zalman. I want to share with you a thought. In the din of Chatzis Shir, Rabbi Chanan clears a chakira. Rabbi Chanan is in Chulin, in Chelek Beis Chulin, Ois Mem Hei. He clears a very yisoidistic hakira. He's not the first one, but he says it very clearly. Chatzis Shir, forgetting first Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Hamtzah, a regular case of Chatzis Shir. Somebody eats a Chatzis Shir Nevela, Chatzis Shir Yom Kippur. Chatzis Shir also men atayra, because Chazi Litzdarufe, because it could become a Kazayas. So Rabbi Chanan says, he can learn 2 ways. You can learn, what is Chazi L'Starufa? He says, is it a simin or a siba? What do I mean? You could learn, why is Chatzis Shir Aser? Because it could become a kezayis. So you're going to take a person, he eats 2 Chatzis Shirs, he's over. So how is he over? He had a Chatzis Shir twice. But since it could become the yisur, the first chatzit shir is really the beginning of a shir. It's a reason why it's asr. The reason chatzit shir is asr is because it could become a shir. A simin means something else. A simin means we understand the Torah meant to asr a chatzit shir. Simin l'davar. The Torah says if you eat a shir, you're iver. Every shir is comprised of many small chatzit shirim. So it's a similar dava the Torah meant to Aser. Now it sounds very similar, so I'll tell you the nafkamin. What happens, Liyatzor, it's the last minute of Yom Kippur, or the last minute of Pesach. And a person eats a chatzi shir, the last moment, it's not shayach, it'll ever come to a shir. Now of course we can't get to the right second, but let's say it was possible. The last second of Pesach, he's eating a chatzi shir of chametz. Or the last second of Yom Kippur, he's eating a chatzi shir of food. Is that an issa d'oraisa? So, Rabbi Chanan, if it's a siba, since it could come to the shir, you're over. So here it can't come to the shir. So you're not over. If it's a simin means, we understand the Torah meant to atzah chatzi shir. So then it's also here anyway, the Torah meant to atzah chatzi shir. No, the chatzi shir is also be'etzem, or it's aser, like ke'en exera derais, it could come to the shir. That's Rabbi Chanan's klar, and they granted it's not Rabbi Chanan, it's a prima gadim. He brings a prima gadim in Arachayim, who talks about eating at the last minute of the day, that there's no din chatzi shir aser min atayra. Anyway, these are two ways to learn. Either it's a simon or a siva. Now, I want you to follow. Which way did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter hold? Rabbi Salanter said that do this trick, make a neder not eat a kezayis, and now you'll be able to eat a chatzis shir on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Salanter, who said you can eat a chatzis shir on Yom Kippur, in this case, couldn't have held it to simin. A simin means it's also be'etzem, a chatzis shir. If it's also be'etzem, so the whole trick doesn't work. You made a neder on a kezayis, you can't eat a chatzis. He had to hold that it's also as a siba. Siba means it could come to a shir. Rasul Salanta said, with my trick, it'll never come to a shir. It'll never come to a shir because there's no issa on you. With my trick, there's no issa kazayis on Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to eat a chatzizayis on Yom Kippur because it could never come. It's like eating it the last minute of the day. The last minute of the day, if you hold this a siba, so you're allowed to eat it the last minute of the day. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's trick makes the whole day like the last minute of the day. Because it can never come to the shir. Because when you get to the shir, ain't it's a chal iser. So the whole amtsah of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter only works if you hold. The chatzi shir is only asa because it might become the shir. And then the whole thing makes sense. Chatzi shir is only asa because it might become the shir. If you hold the siba, so Bissol Salanta Zaitza makes sense. Okay. So we'll assume that Bissol Salanta Zaitza makes sense because Chatzis Shir is only Yasa because it might become a Shir. And here, it'll never become the Shir because Ein Issa Chalalis. But 1 minute. What? Yom Kippur has an Issa of a Kazayas. At Sinai, I understand. But at Sinai, the Rabbanu Shalom said, Simon means, at Sinai, Baruch Shalom said, don't eat a kezayis, and don't eat half a kezayis either. So on this Yom Kippur, I won't have a kezayis, but it's still Yom Kippur, where at Sinai, the Baruch Shalom said, don't eat half a kezayis. If it's a similar dog. What? Oh, very good. So that's what I wanted to get to. So the thing is, and this Rabbi Chanan himself says, Rabbi Chanan says, what's a nafkamina simon or siba? He says the Shach. Now follow, and it's late at night. What did the Shach say? He said, by Nedarim, there's no Issa Chatzis Shir. If I say I'm not going to eat a pound of pistachio nuts, I'm allowed to eat half a pound. So same thing, Kazayas, what's the difference? Rabbi Chanan says, 1 minute. If Chatzis Shir is a simin, that at Sinai, the Rosh Hashanah meant a smaller amount, so then the Shach makes sense. I asked it on myself for Kazayas. I didn't ask it here for Kazayas. I'm saying the Befarish. I'm creating the neder. I'm not answering it. Does that make sense? But if you hold Chatzi Shir is a Siba, it's Ken Gzeira Deraisa. That if you give a Chatzi Shir, it could become a full Shir, then the whole Shach doesn't make sense. The Shach says, I ask it on myself, a Kazayas Benedar Beshrua, I'm allowed, by Nedar, you're allowed to eat Chatzi Shir. If the whole point of the Isser is, because it might become a Kazayas, a Siba, that it might come to a Kazayas, the Bukharan says, then the Shach is not true. The Shach only makes sense to say by the Dorim, Chatzi Shir is Mutter. If you say Chatzi Shir, Chazilas Tarufa, it's just a sinin that's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu meant at Sinai. He meant any amount don't eat. Because the Kazayas is just many little amounts. It will be a Siba, if it's like a Gzair, if you can eat a little, you might eat a lot, and then this has to be part of the Yeser. If it's a Siba, then the whole Shach doesn't make sense. What I mean to say is that Rasul Salanter was not consistent. His whole Eitzah is based on the idea that Chatzi Zayas and Yom Kippur is a Siba. It might come to a Kazayas. Rasul Salanter said, it's never going to come to a Kazayas, Einis Achal Nisser. So it's like eating it at the end of the day. His whole Eitzah is based on it being a Siba. It doesn't stim because it's all built gavait on the Shach, and the Shach only makes sense if Chatzi Shir is asal simin. The whole Chatzi Shir, if you're afraid it might come, then by Nedarim it's also asal. If it's like a Kenek Zera, it might come, by Nedarim it's asal too. So it seems to be an inconsistency in the Yetzer. Rishloim Zalman, I think, is saying this in his Tshuva, that the whole Rishloim Zalman, that doesn't stim because he's saying in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, you're allowed to hear for Gazayas because it never come to a Gazayas. And then by Nedarim, he says, assuming that it's Mutter. But if the whole thing is, it might come to a Gazayas, should be also by Nedarim too. So it's inconsistent in the two ways of learning. This is what he says. So this, it bothered me very much, but if you know, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. If I suspect, maybe, that Rasul Salanter knew the Shtikl Torah doesn't shtim. But he held it was sakana, and people not listening to him. So he got up and he fooled everybody. He said a Shtikl Torah, which the people, it sounds like a good Shtikl Torah. So he said a Shtikl Torah, and it made a lot of people like, it doesn't shtim. They didn't have it doesn't shtim. This is before Rabbi Chanan. They didn't see the Rabbi Chanan. So maybe they didn't know that it doesn't shtim. So I wonder if it's a kasha that it doesn't shtim. It's a Simon Simon. Maybe Rasul Salanter said it anyway. There happens to be a Yamshul Shleima who says, Megala Punim B'Torah Shleik HaLoch is Yehar Val Yavar. But I don't think we pass it that way. I don't know if it's Yehar Val Yavar. So what? He was, he did other shtickles. He threatened that if you're not going to eat, he's going to pass all the gittin. Yeah, okay. So at any rate, it's a possibility. But if you work it out, you'll see. However much you follow it, you'll work out the two things. You'll see that the way it stems. Okay. Happy New Year to everybody.